It's Wednesday, June 19th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. St. Silas Church in the west end of Glasgow, Scotland, has become the latest church to quit the Episcopal Church of Scotland over its liberal interpretation of Scripture, reports ChristianToday.com. The church said in a statement, quote, "Recent decisions of the Scottish Episcopal Church have made clear to us that the denomination does not regard the Bible as the authoritative Word of God. We have taken the decision to leave because of our commitment to Jesus Christ and His Word," end quote. Proverbs 30, verse 5 declares, "Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him." Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan announced on Monday that the U.S. will be sending 1,000 additional troops to the Middle East to, quote, "address air, naval, and ground-based threats," end quote, in the area, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. Last Thursday, Iranian forces are believed to have used limpet mines to attack 2 oil tankers, leaving major damage behind. According to Fox News, the photos, which were taken from a Navy helicopter, not only reveal the damage done to the ships, but also show several members of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy extracting an unexploded mine from the side of the Japanese oil tanker, Courageous. President Donald Trump formally launched his 2020 reelection campaign last night in Orlando, Florida, at the Amway Center in front of a capacity crowd of 20,000 people, reports Heavy.com.
Exactly 4 years ago this week, I announced my campaign for President of the United States. And it turned out to be more than just a political campaign. It turned out to be a great political movement because of you. It's a movement made up of hardworking patriots who love their country, love their flag, love their children, and who believe that a nation must care for its own citizens first.
Unable to defend the fact that Democrats in Congress have blocked a bill to stop infanticide almost 60 times, pro-abortion Speaker Nancy Pelosi attacked pro-life Republicans, saying that they hate people and want them to have dirty air and dirty water, reports LifeNews.com. Despite the fact that pro-life lawmakers have never supported dirty air and dirty water, Pelosi made the false claim at a forum on health care at East Los Angeles College on Monday. Listen.
I don't want to be a fearmonger, but this is scary. This is really dangerous, what they're trying to do to a woman's right to choose. It's a funny thing because they don't believe in governance. They don't want clean air, clean water, food safety, all those things that governments do. Big government when it comes to a woman's right to choose. Big government there. We have a fight on our hands.
The rainbow-clad music video for Taylor Swift's latest single, You Need to Calm Down, is an ode to the homosexuals and transgenders and takes a few jabs at Christians who disagree with the lifestyle, reports FaithWire.com. Swift hinted that the song would serve as something of an anthem for the sexually perverted when the single first dropped Thursday. Filled with celebrities like daytime TV lesbian host Ellen DeGeneres, actor Ryan Reynolds, transgender actor Laverne Cox, pop star Katy Perry, and the cast of Queer Eye by Netflix, the music video portrayed those who take issue with the sexually perverted lifestyles as half-witted, hateful rednecks. The entertainer also encouraged her fans to sign a petition urging the U.S. Senate to support the so-called Equality Act, touted by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who hails from San Francisco. You need to take a stand against the Equality Act by calling your two senators at 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Planned Parenthood is constructing a new 10,000-square-foot abortion mill in Birmingham, Alabama this summer with the hope that the new state abortion ban will never go into effect, reports LifeNews.com. After paying $430,600 for the land last year, Barbara Ann Luttrell, a spokeswoman for Planned Parenthood Southeast, said, quote, "It's going to be a big, state-of-the-art facility with several exam rooms and offices. It will just be a new, beautiful building," end quote, expected to open in November. How twisted. She envisions that a gigantic death chamber that will take the lives of beautiful babies will itself be beautiful. Isaiah 5:20 describes Miss Luttrell to a T. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Maine has become the latest state in the nation to legalize assisted suicide, reports the Christian Post. Although the state's Democrat Governor Janet Mills previously said she was hesitant about the bill, she signed it, allowing doctors to prescribe a fatal dose of medication to terminally ill patients. Matt Valliere, executive director of Patients' Rights Action Fund, said, quote, "The legislature and Governor Janet Mills failed the people of Maine. Assisted suicide is a dangerous public policy that puts the most vulnerable people in society at risk for abuse, coercion, and mistakes. It also provides profit-driven insurance companies perverse incentives to offer a quick death rather than costly continuing quality care," end quote. Presently, 10 other states are considering similar bills, including New York, Arizona, Delaware, Indiana, Kansas, Iowa, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Rhode Island, and Utah. Lauren Reed, a 14-year-old young lady in Crawfordville, Georgia, wrote, quote, "I just wanted to thank you for your diligence in making the worldview in 5 minutes a reality. I love listening to the worldview every morning, and I'm always thankful for the ways that you include for us to get involved, whether that be contacting our government officials or simply praying for a specific need. I feel the Lord leading to help support the newscast. I pray that your goal will be reached so that the worldview can continue. I thank the Lord for his many blessings. He is so faithful," end quote. Toward our $50,000 goal by Friday, June 28th, Worldview listeners have already given $15,833. Our thanks to Josh in Edmond, Oklahoma, and Kelly in Elgin, Illinois, both of whom gave $25. We're also grateful to God for Marie Helene in El Dorado Hills, California, Stephen in Jonesboro, Tennessee, and Megan in Port Charlotte, Florida, each of whom gave $50. We appreciate the generosity of Elaine in San Antonio, Texas, Susan in Timna, Colorado, Patsy in Powder Springs, Georgia, Larry in Scarborough, Ontario, Canada, and Manuel and Denise in Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, each of whom gave $100. Thanks also to Ben in Stowe, Pennsylvania, and Matt in Houston, Texas, both of whom pledged $25 monthly for a year for a total gift of $300 each. And finally, we want to express our gratitude to Michael in Estancia, New Mexico for his $500 gift and Kelly in Fort Bragg, North Carolina for their family's gift of $1,200. Wow. Collectively, those 14 new donors gave or pledged $3,000, which is the high water mark so far this June. We are truly humbled by your sacrifices. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. $18,833. In order to hit our $25,000 halfway goal, I need to find 5 Worldview listeners who will generously pledge $50 per month for a year for a total gift of $600, and 10 Worldview listeners who will give $25 per month for a year for a total gift of $300. Please, go to theworldview.com, click on Give on the top right, and then make your pledge. And don't forget to click the recurring monthly donation button if that's your wish. Thank you in advance for your sacrificial help. It would be so exciting if we could surpass that $3,000 high water mark by Thursday morning. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 19th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.